Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yes, it's a Donnie Football Friday. And those are the sweet sounds of Ray Fittipaldi. Everybody loves Raymond. Did you ever watch that show, Donnie?
No, and I should have, because fittingly enough, he was a sports writer.
Yeah. I think you still should, as a matter of fact.
They got plenty of reruns.
Plenty of reruns.
How about Ray's brother, that big guy with the deep voice? What's that guy's name?
Yeah, what's his name, Sean?
Hey, Raymond.
Yeah, that guy.
His name.
Yeah.
The big guy.
I forget. It's a Donnie Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Let's go to Ray Fittipaldi of the Post Gazette. You can follow his stuff at postgazette.com. Ray is brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. All right, Ray, this is interesting, isn't it? I looked it up this morning. Since this division formed, the Steelers and Ravens have never faced each other in December where both teams were 500 or lower. What's the vibe going into this game? What are you sensing as a longtime chronicler of the Steelers?
Well, Joe, it's certainly not a typical Steelers-Ravens game, that's for sure. You know, I'm writing a piece for Sunday on just the state of the division right now. And, you know, I went back and looked at, you know, some of the really bad divisions over the years that had to produce somebody for the playoffs. And, you know, I talked to Scotty Miller this week. He played on the 2022 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They were 8-9 and they went to the playoffs. And, you know, there's a couple of other really well-known examples. The Seahawks of 2010 were 7-9. The Carolina Panthers of 2014 were 7-8-1. And interestingly, the Panthers and the Seahawks actually both won playoff games. So I guess, you know, if you want to look on the bright side, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. If you just get into the tournament, you know, maybe things will change. But for the Steelers and Ravens this year, they've just never been able to be consistent enough to think that anything like that is going to happen.
Yeah, does it feel like it would, Ray? I know a couple of those examples. I mean, the Seattle one is infamous because of the Marshawn Lynch touchdown run against the Saints. But does it feel like if either of these teams get in, specifically the Steelers, at 8-9, that they really have a shot on wild card weekend against, say, I don't know, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Texans, the Colts, the Jags?
I mean, Donnie, I was going to say the Ravens probably just because of Lamar, if Lamar ever gets healthy. But you know, if you want to talk about the Steelers, inconsistent is just the word everyone around this team continues to use. You know, Aaron Rodgers used it again on Wednesday. You know, there were some games early in the season where the offense looked really good, but there's also been like outings against the Chargers. And then obviously Sunday night against the Bills that, you know, just not anything that's going to help you win in the playoffs or, you know, even obviously win in the regular season. And you can say the same thing about the defense, you know, 5 turnovers, a couple of games playing really well. And there's games like the Bills game where you give up 249 yards rushing and you look like you're, you know, you're a shell of your former self. So interesting times here for both the Steelers and the Ravens. But I saw something this week that the winner of this game has like a 70% chance to get into the playoffs. So after Sunday, one of these teams is going to be in really good position. So we'll see what happens.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. All right, Ray, I've asked this question to a couple different people today. In fact, well, I guess I knew I was asking the two biggest Mason Rudolph backers in town, but I asked Kabali and Chris Hoke if this Mason Rudolph, a healthy Mason Rudolph right now, would give the Steelers a better chance to win in Baltimore than the current version of Aaron Rodgers. They both said yes. Do you agree?
I mean, I'm on the fence there, but I'll say no, Joe. I mean, look at Mason came in last week. That was still a game when he came in and he throws that pick. You know, you overthrow your 6'7" tight end. That was not a good throw on his part. And then you go back to the Chicago game. Yeah, he played well in spurts there, but he also, you know, had a turnover there that was very costly. A couple of turnovers that were very costly, namely the one at the beginning of the second half. That the Bears capitalized on as well. So, you know, I get it where both Chris and Mark are coming from, and maybe it's unfair to Mason, but, you know, just that one series last week, you kind of figure, okay, come in, and then he throws a pick and doesn't really help you. So I don't necessarily share in their sentiments.
Ray, I want to know if you had the same feeling as me or if anybody else up on press row had the same feeling. The moment that Mason Rudolph threw that interception, the Steelers were only down by 3 points in the football game. They were down 10-7. But yeah, it felt in that stadium like that game was long over.
Donnie, it felt like the game was over after the strip sack to me. Like that,
it
that,
did.
That's how bad. Yeah, that's how bad everything was going at that point in the football game. You know, the run game, the run defense wasn't good in the first half, but the defense, they were getting off the field. They produced turnovers in the first half. Things were going well. But the way the offense was playing, you had no good feeling that they were even going to be able to overcome a three-point deficit after Bosa, you know, stripped that ball from Aaron there. So I'm with you. There's a total lack of confidence, just a bad feeling all around about this offense now. And I don't see where the uptick is. You know, I think they're going to have to work themselves out of it. They're going to have to create their own momentum because there's not a lot going right now that you can hang your hat on, so to speak.
Do you think Rodgers goes in with a short leash, Ray?
I don't think so. You know, I think he's taking incremental steps in his recovery. You know, he was talking this week about getting fitted for a new cast. So obviously the cast he wore last week didn't feel great for him. He was talking about possibly being under center this week, you know, and last week, you know, I think we can kind of tell that, you know, running out of the pistol and the shotgun every single snap wasn't a great thing for the offense. Now they might have to live with it again, but if Aaron Rodgers can get under center, you know, it's obviously going to be better for your offense in terms of the other team predicting what's coming and the efficiency with which you're running your plays. So I guess what I'm saying is he's playing through an injury. I don't think the coaches would bench him if they feel good enough to start him, if that makes any sense.
Did he say it was more of a pain thing or more worried about the exchange if he goes under center?
I got the you're talking about the exchange from under center.
Yeah.
I think pain there. Yeah. I think, you know, he's talked about the callus forming on the broken bone, how it feels better, and how the extra day off on Wednesday again this week, he was really thankful for that because, you know, one extra day without the pounding makes a difference. So yes, there is pain that he's associating or that he's experiencing there. And yeah, that's certainly part of the equation.
Ray, when you look at, well, this is a recurring issue, the Pat Freiermuth situation that Artie tried to explain, that Tomlin has explained horribly this season. Essentially, Tomlin has said, what, you're all surprised this guy only plays against certain styles of defenses? This has been in this way his whole career. Oh, yeah. It has? I never heard you say that before until this year. What's happening with him, and does he have any future here?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a question in a month or so. You know, you're paying the guy $48 million, still a few years left on that contract, and you're not getting that return on your investment. So if there's a deal that can be made where you don't have to eat a lot of that contract and you can get a decent draft pick in return, then I think they will certainly examine that. And then the other part of the equation, Joe, is, you know, Pat's a good teammate. He's a good player. Maybe it has to be that Tomlin or somebody else goes to Arthur Smith and says, listen, we have this guy. We know what he can do. He's done it in the past. You have to figure out a way to use him. So, you know, it's funny to me when you look at this roster before the season. I think we all agreed DK Metcalf and Pat Freiermuth, we all thought were their two best weapons. You still feel that way about DK, even though he's not producing. But now Pat Freiermuth is like down like on 7 or 8 on that list. You know, Kenny Gainwell and Darnell Washington are bigger parts of the offense. They're out snapping him. They're out producing him. So, been a tough year for Pat. But I don't see signs that they're going to start using him a lot. So he's going to have to make do with the snaps that he does get.
I just don't understand how they see what happened in Cincinnati. And I know that, you know, that's not realistic to see happen every single week, but they see what happened there, and the guy has been has not eclipsed 4 targets in a game since then, Ray.
Yeah, I know. And it's almost like when you're struggling on offense, you would come to a point where you would sit down with your other coaches and say, like, okay, let's get our best players on the field all the time, and let's see if they could drag us out of this muck that we're in. But we continue to see, you know, all these personnel packages, you know, different guys running on and off the field, and there's no real rhythm to what they're doing on offense. He's just really Arthur gets really caught up in these packages and, you know, the extra tackle and, you know, the backup running back being in there and Ben Skoranek being in there. It just seems like there's really no rhythm to what they're doing. So maybe it is time. Maybe you just have to start playing your best players and see if they could do something heroic to pull you out of this thing. But again, guys, I just don't see anything from Mike or Arthur pointing to that they're going to do that.
Is Adam Thielen at 35 years old the big fix, Ray?
He might play, Donnie. Like, he's been practicing the last couple of days. He got here pretty quick after he was waived. He's trying to learn the playbook. So I can see how they might have like a little package for him, throw him in there, see what he could do. Like, how often this year has the leading receiver on the Steelers had like 4 catches for 35 yards? I mean, you know, 5 catches for 42 yards. That's where we are with this offense. So
Ray, they haven't completed a downfield pass in over a calendar month. There was a guy from NFL Network, I think, who tweeted out that the last time the Steelers completed a pass that traveled 20 yards in the air was 36 days ago. In five games, they have not done that. How many teams in history can say that?
The one, the Freiermuth in Cincinnati that should have won the game, went more than 20 yards, right?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
It's a miracle, Donnie.
It's so bad. They're the kings of the dump off. You know, you dump it off to your running backs. I mean, God bless Kenneth Gainwell. That guy's one-handed catches. And, you know, God bless Darnell Washington. He can provide some highlights, but you got a number one receiver. I mean, they barely throw the ball to him, like, on go patterns. You know, like, even everything to him is shorter. It's on the sidelines, and it's back shoulder stuff. They don't have any ability to stretch defenses down the field, namely because they don't have guys who can go up and do it, and that's DK Metcalf included. That's just not in his skill set. And Calvin Austin is a fast guy, but he's 5'8". He's not going to go up and win those contested catches. So their personnel really isn't suited for that. But, gosh, you got to try it once in a while, don't you?
I'm assuming this means pretty bad things for MVS. I'm surprised that Aaron Rodgers hasn't gone to bat for him a little bit harder.
Oh, well, maybe he has, Donnie. But, yeah, I don't think he's on the radar for the Steelers. You know, he had a really good practice one day earlier this week. He was running with the scout team, made a couple of plays. You know, Tomlin was excited about it. I don't know if that's going to make a difference when they draw up the lineup for Sunday, especially with Thielen here and, you know, Thielen being on the 53 and MVS still being on the practice squad. But, yeah, do something. Whether it's Thielen or MVS, do something to try to spark the offense because it's really, really bad right now.
Has T.J. Watt lost a step, Ray?
You know, Joe, I would really have to like go back and watch every game this year. I mean, it's natural if he did, because he's what, 31 years old now. I think he just turned 31 in October. So he's probably not the same guy he was when he was 27, 29, maybe even last year. But I get this question all the time. I think he's well down on their list of problems when it comes to the defense, but he's making, you know, big money, the most money on the football team. And I understand why there is frustration there. So obviously not the season he wanted, but I think we could also explain it away with, you know, the time the quarterback has the ball in his hands, the lack of an interior rush. There's a lot of reasons why TJ and those other edge rushers haven't put up the numbers they usually do.
Ray, I feel like we should see the – speaking of edge rushers, I want to see the three edge rusher package a lot more. And I feel like they have to reach a point with TJ where, hey, man, you are losing a step. Like, you have to be willing to do some different things. Like, he just seems so hard-headed and resistant to doing anything different. He thinks he can beat guys like he's still 25 or 27.
Yeah. I mean, they've been using it. You know, before Harmon got hurt, Harmon would come off the field and, you know, Herbig would come on and, you know, Herbig would rush from the middle. And they really like that matchup against guards because Herbig is so quick, even though there's a lot of bodies in there. They feel like he could really rush well, you know, from the inside. But I wouldn't be opposed to TJ dropping. I know TJ dropped a couple times last week. I made note of it when it happened. And, Donnie, I think you remember this. Joe, you might as well. They ran that three linebacker package when Highsmith was young, and he got a pick down in Baltimore when he dropped into coverage. So maybe it is something they could pull out against Lamar Jackson. They've, quote-unquote, fooled him before. Maybe they can do it again.
Wow. I was just thinking they fooled him before. Maybe they can do it again. Okay. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You read his stuff at postgazette.com. What kind of season is Cam Hayward having, in your opinion, other than complaining that he's getting injured by opposing quarterbacks, Ray?
Well, again, the sacks aren't there. The interior pressure that he usually provided is not there. But I think he's been okay in the run game, and he's got a special knack for batting down passes. You know, he was involved in a couple of turnovers, I think maybe even two in that Patriots game where he tipped ball. Certainly the one in the end zone when the Patriots were going to take the lead, I think early in the second half. So he's made some big plays. But, again, Joe, like T.J. Watt, like what do you expect – when you have guys who are 36, 37 years old, eventually the skills are going to erode. And, you know, that's probably what we're seeing. But he's not the player he was last year when he made all pro. But I think he's playing okay, you know. But okay isn't what they need right now. They need a difference maker in that middle, especially with Derek Harmon, you know, down with that knee injury here for the second week in a row.
Ray, how do you feel about the Darius Slay Steelers career coming to an end?
Yeah, bad signing. $10 million. I get it. $10 million is a drop in the bucket when you have a $270 million cap or whatever it is. But you got to be able to spend your money more wisely. And I think they got to start committing to younger players in their secondary. You know, I know they got Joey Porter at pick number 32, but how many times have they drafted corners in the fifth round, sixth round, seventh round? Like, you see Corey Trice, you know, seventh round pick. He might have talent, but there were injury concerns then, and there still are injury concerns now. This is like the third injury the guy's had. He just can't get onto the field. And I could rattle off the, you know, the fifth and sixth and seventh round picks over the years that never worked out. They got to start investing money in that secondary. The Ravens do it. They did it with Starks this year. They did it with Hamilton. They did it with Wiggins. I know the Ravens defense isn't great, but the point is, like the Steelers, they're a draft and develop team. And eventually the Steelers have to get back to that when it comes to their defensive backfield.
Ray, I think almost the entire Ravens secondary is built of former first-round picks. Humphrey, first-rounder in 17. Hamilton, first-rounder in 22. Wiggins, first-rounder in 24. Starks, first-rounder in 25.
Yep.
They've loaded up back there. Now, here's the thing. Anytime the Steelers draft a cornerback, we all get afraid.
Yeah. But, you have to take those chances. Like, I get it. You haven't been good at it. But you have to try. You know, you have to trust your scouts. You pay them for a reason. They were in on Wiggins. So like they went to his pro day. Like I remember all the pre-draft stuff. They've been in on some of these corners. They've scouted them. They put the time in. And I get it. You have to address other positions. Offensive line has been the emphasis the last couple of years here. But I just think you have to. You got to get younger at that position. Obviously, you got to get better, and you got to let those guys grow on their own. There's going to be mistakes. They're going to be green, but it's certainly better than living with the Darius Slays and the Patrick Petersons of the world when they're at the end of their careers.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. For one night only, Ray, Wednesday, December 17th, our audio Pittsburgh stations, The Fan 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDKA, 100.7 The Star, and WAMO 107.3 and Y108 will be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore, where our on-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke. No admission. But bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. Details at 937thefan.com. Ray, do you remember a time long, long ago in the hills of South Dakota? Where the hell were we? It was Pitt playing in Boise, Idaho. We were in Idaho.
Yes.
At some little bar, and Joe Bendel and I were singing karaoke, and we carried E.J. Borghetti off the stage during a Rolling Stones song. Were you there?
I don't know if I was at that bar. I might have been. We're talking 20 years because that was 2005, I believe. But what I remember most about that, Joe, is you got up the next morning and they were playing at like 10:30 in the morning, right?
Because
that was like the early – that was like the CBS first game of the day. And obviously Pitt and Chevy Troutman, they did not get the wake-up call that day.
Yeah, Chevy, Yeah, it didn't go well that day against Pacific. Donnie, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
You may.
Who's going to win, Ray, and by what score?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I got the Ravens. I'll say 31-20.
Would George Pickens still be on the team if he had stayed with the Steelers?
If they made the commitment to have him here, yes, he'd still be on the team, but you'd be going through the same stuff, just like Dallas is going through this morning.
Over under Adam Thielen. Is Adam Thielen going to play? I know you answered that with Don. He's going to play?
I'm leaning yes, but okay. Not 100% sure.
Yeah. Over under 1.5 catches.
I'll say under.
I got one off that, Ray, with Thielen, because I know that Kabali said he talked for about 12 minutes yesterday. Over under 12.5 snaps for Adam Thielen.
I'll go under, but it might be close.
Over under Freiermuth, 1.5 catches.
I'll go over.
Over under Janu, even if he makes 5 catches, 0.5 yards.
I'll say under.
Does Darius Slay play in the NFL again?
It seems like he's scheming to get back to the Eagles. So, I think he might want to hook on with a team he's familiar with.
If he does he team up with Juan Thornhill on that team?
Wherever he goes, I don't think he's going to be a big part of their secondary. Let's put it that way.
We can cover anybody man-to-man. Bring him on. Over under Cam Hayward complaints about Lamar injuring him in this game. 0.5, Ray.
I'll go under. I think Cam learned his lesson. He got singled out by his head coach this week. That was a little bit unusual.
What did the head coach say?
He basically said our captains can't do that. In so many words, he got called out in Mike's Tuesday press conference.
For going nuts during the game.
For the frustration penalty.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. Have either one of you, Donnie or Ray, ever heard of a defensive lineman complaining I got injured by the quarterback?
No, I can't. I wasn't around for Joe Green's era, but I don't think he ever did that.
I'm thinking probably not. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron Rodgers over under 1.5 touchdown passes.
I'll go over with that.
Over under 0.5 Darius Slay tweets ripping the Steelers while they're losing.
I'll go under. Darius seems like he's a good guy.
Who's the Steelers MVP, Ray? So far this season, I mean. Tough one, ain't it?
It is. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day because you guys were talking about it. I'd probably go Nick Herbig. I don't know.
Donnie, who would you go there? I'd go Boswell, I guess.
You can't
pick a kicker, Joe.
I'm actually thinking I wanted to give it to Boswell last year, and that was a team that won 10 games.
How about Gainwell?
That's who I was thinking, Kenneth Gainwell.
Oh, my God. If you would have listened to who we all just said, Ray. Listen to who we all just said is the Steelers
two
MVP 12 games
and a
in. This is incorrigible. Thank you, Ray.
I got one more
for
please,
Ray. Please.
Ray, if they lose this game, what does the stadium look like and sound like on Monday night against the Dolphins?
Well, the Dolphins don't have any fans, and they certainly don't have any fans are going to travel. So I think you'll have 99% black and gold, and I would think with all day to drink, they might be a little feisty and fired up about the head coach.
But how many of the fans actually go into the stadium? I think it could be more yellow seats than Dolphins fans.
Or do you go in just to voice your displeasure? That could also be something that you want to go in and you want to experience the vibe in the stadium if things go bad against the Dolphins. Yeah, could be either of those things.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ray.
What a nice man he is, huh, Donnie?
Very nice man.
Yeah. One of the nicest
I've ever
met. Up there
is an old-timer.
Jeff Hathorne? Who else? Have you met Jerry DePaula?
No, you always bring up Jerry, though.
You've never met him?
I don't think so.
He's a Pittsburgh media legend. Wait, did you hear Joe Rutter caught a pass from Rodgers during practice yesterday?
I did. That's Greensburg's own Joe Rutter.
Joe Rutter's a great man. Longtime scribe of the Pirates and now the Steelers.
I also heard from Jeff Hathorne.
I should have asked Ray, better chance of Janu or Joe Rutter catching a pass Sunday.
They might sign Joe Rutter. at this point. Yeah, I think he's too young.
Yeah, exactly.
I asked Jeff what would have happened if Joe doesn't make that catch, and he says it's absolutely hitting Cabali.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
So I said he should have shanked it. He should have just missed.
Cabali with his back turned, or did Cabali not have his eyes on the play? Does Cabali make a catch there? Little throw to the fullback.
I don't know if Kaboom's making the grab.
He'd make the catch, but get injured in the process, probably.
Have we seen Rutter's catch? Was it a nice play, or how did it go? Was there a video out there?
We got to find out if there's video.
Okay. I thought Joe himself might have put out a video. And this was Rodgers screwing around or overthrowing somebody on the field?
I think he was just like throwing it away in practice. Oh.
And Rutter made the catch.
Yeah.
Is there a fly over there, Donnie?
No, it was just like something floating.
Oh, I was going to say, this is an odd time of year for flying insects. All right. Coming up, the internationally acclaimed, perhaps intergalactically acclaimed, numbers game. Me against Donnie, Donnie against me. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge is the number one sports book for same game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy to use app. And now's the perfect time to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Starkey to sign up today. Austin Reeves is turning into quite the scoring star. Just keep that in mind. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus present, Pennsylvania. First online, real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.